Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Justin Driggers, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
My friends, they tell me I'm crazy as they long for this. I wouldn't know what love was if it kissed me on the lips. But you look like an angel standing at the bar tonight, and I can't believe my eyes. If you and me could live forever, I could walk with you hand in hand. And I wanna make you feel beautiful tonight. I will do the best I can. And it's so crowded in this place, I gotta speak to you. Coat up and go walking out the room. I never felt this way before, and I gotta tell you soon that you're the woman of my dreams and I'm the man for you. If you and me could live forever, I could walk away hand in hand, and I wanna make you feel beautiful tonight. I will do the best I can. Said I wanna make you feel beautiful tonight. Best I can.
Thanks.
Problem, I think I might started somewhere on the county line. It's a shaky hand or a shaky mind, so I get my feel both day and night. Brown river flow, green field, the sky. Give me low, give me high, 'cause I never am quite satisfied. Oh, do I see, or am I blind? I'm gonna drown, I'm gonna fly. Another round, another lie. I say it's fun, yeah, I say it's fine. It's a quicksand bed that'll take your life. It's a 1, 2, 3 on the roll of dice. If God made man, did he make his vice? Did he give him sin like he gave his wife? And if I partake, if I oblige, is it part of the plan of the great divine? I'm gonna drown, I'm gonna fly. Another round, another lie. I say it's fun, I say it's fine. It's a quicksand bed that'll take your life. It's a 1, 2, 3 on the roll of the dice.
right and wrong ain't black and white. Is it wrong to question why? Do we just live and then we die? Is it all a waste of time? I'm gonna drown, I'm gonna fly another round, another lie. I say it's fun, I say it's fine, but it's a quicksand bed that'll take your life. It's a 1, 2, 3 on the roll of the dice.
Thank you.
So we read this, one of your blog entries, which I thought was really interesting in becoming comfortable and complacent in your songwriting, you know, fictionalizing your experience and fictionalizing your life.
Writing story songs is easy as 1, 2, 3 for me. It always has been. It's not a challenge for me to write a fictional story. I would just kind of incorporate certain people from my life and give them a different name, or write about myself, but give myself a different name. That's probably my favorite kind of songwriting, because there's no fences. Whenever you're writing stories, you can write whatever you want. You know, you can start writing a song about a heartbroken guy, and then verse 3, you write about a dragon flying through the ceiling. There's no rules. The only person that makes the rules is you. But I sat down with my wife one night, and she said, I think you need to be more vulnerable when you're songwriting. And I said, but I don't want to. That'll let people in. And she goes, exactly.
Do you ever feel like a rose too close to the wind? Or a lonely wolf howling at the moon? A dusty farmer back in Oklahoma, who believed the crops and rains were coming soon. I do. Do you ever feel like a wave tossed out in the ocean? Or a grain of sand buried by the dunes? A whippoorwill whose songs drown out by thunder? Or mountain springs dried in the month of June? I do. Fabricate a smile and take it like a man. Medicated darkness, legal speed in hand. Don't talk about your problems, 'cause they won't understand. Am I the only one who gives a damn? Holding a white flag in azalea in a garden that never blooms. An orphan child who never will be chosen. Or a lie that you've been told you still ain't true. I do.
Thank you very much. So I just locked myself up in my office and I just started diving into myself and trying to learn how to have the courage to actually write this stuff down. You want everybody to think you're okay. You write a song like I Do, and people are like, oh, what's wrong with that guy? Well, I just let everybody into a really vulnerable, personal thing. That's fine that you're writing about your feelings fictionally. Next step is to put your name on it. I think what she was doing was she's seen me writing music for a long, long time and trying to find new challenges within that, and she saw me starting to get bored. Mm-hmm. And she said, I know how to make you not bored anymore. Start putting your name on this stuff.
Yeah, good. How did that boredom express itself, do you think?
It was hard for me to even write anything down. It was hard for me to finish a book, write anything down. That's been a struggle my entire life, but it got even worse. I just got bored. You start questioning if you still want to even do this anymore. Like, why am I doing this? You know, you're seeing everybody around you your age climbing the corporate ladder and making money and buying boats, and I'm like, I mean, we live fine. Like, I have a fine job, but you know, it's not glamorous what I do. I'm not getting rich here as a songwriter, right? So watching everybody else around me get rich, it was a moment where I had to look in the mirror and say, if you don't do this because you're trying to get rich, it doesn't matter if you ever get rich or not. You have something to say. You have the means to say it, so it's just what you do. This is you. This is what you do. This is who you are. So shake hands with it. It is what it is.
It's been a good long while since I've seen you around. We used to run into each other all the time on the town. Now I'm gone and I don't recognize a soul. What I'd give to go somewhere, see someone I know. 'Cause I got the homesick blues, and I can't get you out of my head no matter what I do. Just when I think everything will get better and I'll make it through, I start missing you. I got the homesick blues. I got the homesick blues. And I'm dreaming I'm driving my truck in the hills with a hand on you and a hand on the wheel. Then I wake on up and realize I'm in Tennessee, and everything I love is right back where I used to be. Oh, I got the homesick blues, and I can't get you out of my head no matter what I do. Just when I think everything will get better and will make it through, I start missing you. I got the homesick, take me to the place I love the most. It's not too far, I close my eyes, and soon I will be home. I'll be there in no time. Take me to the place I love most. It's not too far, I close my eyes, and soon I will be home. I got the homesick blues, And I can't get you out of my head no matter what I do. Oh, just when I think everything will get better and I'll make it through, I start missing you. I got the homesick blues. Oh, 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 oh. I got the homesick blues. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, I got the homesick blues. No matter what I do.
Mentioned in your blog that you experienced, you called head trauma.
I've been punched in the head a few times. I played football growing up. I was a skateboarder growing up. I boxed in my late teens, early 20s. I've had at least 6 concussions. I had 3 concussions in 1 fight.
Talking about sport.
Yeah, boxing. Yeah. I mean, I've you know, I hadn't got a concussion from a barroom brawl. I win those. I got diagnosed with post-concussion syndrome. I figured out that I had a blood sugar disorder all around the same time, so I would just pass out at random times and hit my head on things. And dude, it was scary, man. I mean, because I could just be hanging out in a room and not know what's going on. I mean, everything just gets dizzy and whoa, and you get sick, and then next thing you know, you wake up on the ground. I mean, that's scary because I didn't know what it was yet. So you couple that with all the concussions, and been on some medication for that kind of stuff just to try to keep everything straight. But
yeah, well, thanks for talking about it. I was just curious about it. You know, you mentioned it, and there's been so much written about, how people are impacted by concussive incidents and whatnot. And it's great to hear you're sort of taking care of that and addressing that. And
yeah, it's a real thing. And look, I'm the biggest football fan there is that you'll find, but you can't deny those guys have, I mean, brain trauma is a real thing, and nobody can act like it's not. And I've got a weird one. I've got a weird brain up there already. And there's some wires up there that never really grew back right once I got broken.
I-40 is my home, and I don't leave my house too much. I only know my neighbors through the windshield of my truck. And I wave at them and they wave back, but speaking ain't a must. They just drive across the center lane and leave me in the dust. Nobody knows my name, knows where I am from. Every time I try to stick around, I tend to hurt someone. Sometimes when I get lonely, I start dreaming about my son, riding shotgun with his daddy, living with me on the run. But I ain't seen my boy in 15 years. He don't call his daddy and ask him how he's been. Everybody stays away, they're too afraid of getting burned. I am the leper. Left without cure. Well, I am a man of music, and I give the world my song. I live out of a suitcase so I don't hang around too long. It's written on my arms and on my torn up off the walls that I'm not the man
to hold the hand of the bell of the ball. So I saddle up and ride on down the road, 1,200 cubic centimeters strong. Everybody stays away, they're too afraid of getting burnt. I am the leper, left without cure. Child of the system, and I never had a home. Nobody got attached to me, so I learned to live alone. They just collect their foster checks and blow them on new clothes while I laid in bed, wake at night, hungry, tired, and cold. They wonder why I can't stay out of jail, 'cause I don't feel so lonely lying in this cell. And everybody stays away, they're too afraid of getting burnt. I am the leper, yeah, I am the leper, left without cure.
We would like to thank Justin Driggers for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Lori Campbell, Kate Heinonen, and Matthew Flores. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work on our social media. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region, and then share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall here at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, welcome back, Justin Driggers.
Sally Joe looking at me in the eyes, Sally Joe looking at me in the eyes, Sally Joe looking at me in the eyes. My mind is dark, my brain is fried. Does she really know who I am inside, or the man I shot right between his eyes? Sally Joe walking with me on the town, Sally Joe walking with me on the town, Sally Joe walking with me on the town. But she don't know where we're walking to. We're walking to a place where it's dark and cold, where the birds don't sing, the grass don't grow. Well, I don't know, but I've been told, don't go walking with a troubled soul. should have known. Stay awake, cause now I gotta answer come judgment day. Sally Joe laying in a bed I made. Sally Joe laying in a bed I made. Sally Joe laying in a bed I made at the bottom of the hill where I cleared some space. She won't be walking when the rooster crows, but I'll be walking on the tail some more. Well, I don't know, but I've been told you don't go walking with a troubled soul. Should I known to stay awake, cause now I gotta answer come judgment day. Now Betty Sue's looking at me in the eyes. Betty Sue's looking at me in the eyes.
Red Run Radio would like to thank Justin and Darren for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.